President Bush's $1.6 trillion tax cut breezed through the Republican-controlled House, largely along party lines, but the Senate is evenly divided between Republicans and Democrats. Two Republicans already have said they will vote no on the measure, and a handful of others have expressed reservations. So the president is leaving no stone unturned in his effort to attract undecided Democrats to his camp. From member station WNYC in New York, Andrea Bernstein has this report.
When President Bush spoke before the New Jersey Chamber of Commerce in East Brunswick the other day, he pushed many of his pet programs, faith-based initiatives, education, partial privatization of Social Security. But the main reason for his visit was to promote the program dearest to his heart.
My belief is that once we meet priorities, instead of increasing the size and the scope of the federal government, we better remember who pays the bills in America. We better remember the working people.
Mr. Bush was talking up his $1.6 trillion tax cut package ostensibly to the people of New Jersey. But there was one man in particular whose attention he sought.
I have been most pleased with the comments that Senator Torselli has been making. It shows that I don't want to single anybody out. Not one vote is more important than any other vote, but he has shown a lot of common sense as far as I'm concerned.
Democratic Senator Robert Torricelli was the leader of his party's effort to win back the Senate last year, and by picking up four seats, he came awfully close. Torricelli has already said the president's $1.6 trillion tax cut total is acceptable, but he's holding out for some of his pet programs, like a prescription drug benefit under Medicare.
Well, I believe that you fight hard for your political party during an election. But when the election is over, your first responsibility is to govern. I'm a good Democrat, but more than that, as a United States Senator, I represent the state of New Jersey, and that comes first.
New Jersey, as one former Torricelli aide explained, is tax cut central. The state's voters threw out Governor Jim Florio, mostly because he'd raised taxes by record amounts. And they almost defeated another Democrat, former Senator Bill Bradley, as part of the tax protest. Even though Mr. Bush lost New Jersey last year, he sees an opportunity. The president put on the full-court press, flying Torricelli and fellow Democrat John Corzine up on Air Force One and arranging special holding rooms in the East Brunswick Hilton. Like many Democrats, Senator Corzine says he's for a tax cut, but the Bush tax cut comes at too high a cost.
What about Senator Torricelli?
Has to make his own mind up about what he thinks is the proper approach.
The look on your face suggests that you'd like your Democratic colleague here in New Jersey to come closer to your position.
Well, of course I would like him to buy into every element of what I suggest.
An aide tugged on Corzine's arm to get him into place before the president's speech, a speech that was received with wild enthusiasm by this audience of business leaders. Afterwards, in the back of the room, giving interviews to just a couple of reporters, was the man who perhaps is most responsible for New Jersey's infatuation with tax cuts, former Governor Jim Florio.
The president clearly is aware of the fact that if you can keep things in general terms, and you're talking about tax cuts versus no tax cuts, that's very attractive ground for him to conduct the debate.
Florio is still unwilling to concede that it was taxes that ended his career, but Mr. Bush thinks lingering anger over the Florio tax hikes can help persuade Torricelli, who's up for re-election next year, that it's in his interest to come on board. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Bernstein in East Brunswick, New Jersey.